For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Nancy Frick is a second-grade teacher at A.C. Moore Elementary School in downtown Columbia. Her Green Club students were recently named Champions of the Environment, an award given by South Carolina DHEC to K-12 grade students for protecting the natural world and raising environmental awareness.
I took a class this summer, Nature-Based Inquiry, through USC and Richland One, and it talks about the importance of watersheds. So it was really neat how it ended up coinciding with everything that we ended up having to learn when we had the floods. So I took that class like in June and July, and then we had the floods in October. And I'm like, this is exactly what we've been talking about, that we need to make sure that our water is, you know, of good quality and that we're conserving water.
After October's flood, Frick and her students decided they wanted to learn more about their watershed, Rocky Branch Creek. Located primarily in the city of Columbia, the watershed flows through Five Points, Maxie Gregg Park, and the University of South Carolina campus. According to Clear Carolina, a service of the Clemson Extension, Rocky Branch has pollution issues from stormwater runoff, including bacteria, sediment, and litter. The watershed can also flood badly, which causes property damage and makes driving conditions unsafe. Now, with the help of the grant, students can learn more about how their actions impact their water resources and what they can do to help.
We also were going around looking for evidence of erosion, man-made things that kind of prevent water from naturally flowing, things that'll keep water from sinking in.
The group has already spent time protecting storm drains.
We went all across the neighborhood to mark them, and we did six or seven storm drains, I think.
That's Charles. He's a second grader at A.C. Moore. He's talking about marking storm drains. Round metal markers are placed on a particular drain, denoting that drain is for rainwater only, and no materials whatsoever are permitted to be dumped there.
We wrote down the ones that needed to be cleared because some people put leaves and everything else in front of them, and that blocks the water from going down. If we have a lot of rain, you know, it's going to flood. That's why we're marking them, so we'll know where they're at. There were several just in this like two-block radius in our school where there wasn't a round sticker, so that means that no one's marked them in a while. So that means either they haven't been updated in the files that there's a stormwater drain there, or that there was one there, like some of them were in bad shape. So then we marked which ones needed to be cleaned out, which ones are fine. It's checking on the conditions of them.
Green Club students are also learning how to take water samples.
We're taking samples of the water to see what's in it.
I think that you have to like feel at least, like if you pour it into something, it tells how many germs or other materials are in it, then like there's enough to be able to measure it or scan it.
Third grader Riley and fourth grader Carlton are both demonstrating how to take water samples. As champions of the environment, these students will learn how to determine if their water is polluted. On this day, students are analyzing water at their school, but they will also take samples from creeks in their watershed. Every year, the South Carolina DHEC grants up to 8 Champions of the Environment Awards. The program is sponsored by a partnership between South Carolina DHEC, SCENG, and International Paper. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.